this is just going to be pure freestyle because my brain right now, my brain's a little bit mushy. Today was day one. I've started the next chapter. It's official. And it was awesome. I'm going to tell you all about it, and we'll talk about the big announcement. But there was a goal put out there. If you follow me, if we're connected on LinkedIn, there was a goal put out there that once we get to 1,000 unique visitors to OOHired.com, that's OOHIRED.com. Once we get to 1,000 unique visitors, I'll let you know where I've landed. We'll talk about the last couple weeks, today being day one. It was definitely the turning of the page. The last 4 weeks has been its own chapter. Got to do some cool stuff over the last 4 weeks, specifically the main project that I was working on simultaneous to, you know, doing some of my own stuff and the content and, you know, the career marketplace and all that. One of the exciting things that I got to work on during that time period was helping a friend's company, you know, a relatively young startup in our space, help them to start putting the marketing muscle together. And it was fun because we went through everything. We broke down the whole process from prospecting to how do we develop, you know, who are we putting on our target account list? Why are they on the list? What's the script that we're using when we're setting appointments? What's the expectation that we're setting when we're setting appointments? What are we saying on said appointment? Do we confirm appointments? How are we following up after the fact? How are we doing discovery? How are we ultimately presenting the value and the problem that we solve? All of those things. And it was a lot of fun to go through that. But at the back half of that, it's one thing to go through the exercise and, you know, kind of put all that stuff together. It's another to then take it and implement it and do something with it. So what was exciting was that by the end of that process, we were implementing marketing campaigns. We were implementing phone, you know, the old school, picking up the phone and following up, you know, cadences and putting all of that together was a lot of fun. And what's exciting is the friend deployed all of that stuff about a week and a half ago, and it's generated, you know, 3,000%, you know, pipeline value compared to what had been going on before. So it's exciting to be able to see people put into practice, you know, some things that help them discovered about their own business and then to see it create results for them. So that was a lot of fun to be able to do, to work on over the last 4 weeks in conjunction with the career marketplace. But today was day one and it was awesome. You know, anytime you're starting something new, there's different feelings and emotions that come with that. And it felt in a lot of ways like the first day of school. I realized I just kind of veered off the microphone there for a second. So I'm coming back. I was really feeling it there. What I was just saying was that in a lot of ways, it feels like the first day of school, right? And you're even, you know, just, there was no one to tuck me in last night, but when I was going to bed, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is a whole new endeavor, right? For the last 2 years, all I've known is one screen. And right, I was, you know, Kyle James, I know you're listening to this and you're nodding and you're saying, sure are, buddy. You know, I was employee one at one screen. You know, Kyle was the fourth, the unnamed co-founder. And then that got a little smile and a nod. That's for you, KJ. But, you know, being employee one at one screen, and then we became what was, I think, at one point close to 60 people. And you know, the team scaled back a bit now, but to have been there from the beginning, to see the company grow so quickly, to go through all of that, what you take for granted is that the system, the company, the culture, all of those things that have grown up around you, in a lot of ways, like you helped to shape them. You helped to create the team or the process or influence the way that a concept is talked about, right? Like And that's a fun, exciting part to, I think, being in an early stage startup. So what's trippy is coming into a company that has, you know, decades of positive track record and a team that now I'm coming in, and I'm, you know, employee number 60, and it's just really, really interesting to see the difference of those two experiences. And it's exciting in all of the ways that it is and should be. And I think the most exciting part about that is thinking about, well, what's this going to look like in 2 or 3 years from now, right? And how is the organization going to change, and how are we going to grow, and what's that going to look like? And the experience will be inherently different than the experience that I had for, you know, the past 2 years, which I'm so grateful for. So it's all very interesting. It was very calorie consuming. It was definitely an exhausting day to just understanding new concepts, understanding new, you know, organizational structure, just using new systems. You know, I'm used to using Slack and, you know, Gmail for the last 2 years. So then going into the Microsoft suite and Teams, and where's my calendar, and this button isn't where it was in Slack, and how do I do this? And I mean, all of that stuff that I had really taken for granted, you know, being in the same place for 2 years. And again, being there from the beginning when none of that stuff existed, or when we were just implementing it for the very first time ourselves. So today was awesome. It was a great time. I got to meet a lot of the folks that I'll be working with. I got to meet a lot of the folks on some of the back end that are making all of the things go. So it was a really cool day, and I'm excited to tell you more about it. But like I said, there was a challenge. So once we get to 1,000 unique visitors, I'll let you know where I've landed. Do not underestimate the physical and mental demand of change, even staying in the industry and doing something that in structure and role is very similar to what I was doing. Don't underestimate. I've learned that today. So it was a great first day. I'm excited for day two. Stay tuned for this this week's guest spotlight recap. I'm expecting that's going to come out on Friday. That was with Nick Haggard. Recapping that episode, we talked about the Edison Interactive Shark experience. Those are the screens in the golf carts. Really, really cool to re-listen to. And it's fun to re-listen to that one because Heather Wisenin, who was one of the media planners on my team at OneScreen, impromptu jumped onto that one. So it's cool to have some history documented and go back and re-listen to that stuff. So expect that out later this week. Here's to day two. All right. Cue the music.